review the last two points of yesterday's shiur, he mentioned that perhaps the resolution to the Rambam Shita, the Chiddush of Chaim, Paragvav, is that there's a difference between viewing the 2 days of Yom Tov in combination as opposed to each day in isolation. In isolation, maybe one could argue each day is the Torah's Vada. The first day is Yom Tov Daraisa. The second day is Yom Tov Torah's Vada because of Minhag HaLaseichem Yadeichem, the Sugya of Daftal Vadeis. But when you force a clash of one day of Yom Tov versus the other, how can you argue that both are the Torah's Vada? Yom Tov is but a single day. So Kozman, that one could view it from a perspective of a single day, in such a case that's fine. However, in combination, indeed, that's not true. And the Chiddush of Reb Chaim is that no devazeh muteres or asura vazeh, that forces the clash, it forces a collision, it creates a contradiction, and therefore, dino kesafe, maybe as a mashal, or more than a mashal, right, that ritva and yimadaf and zayin lebeis, when it comes to v'nash mashals, there's a clash of yom and layla, and therefore, dino kesafek, not a safek in mitzias. I don't know exactly what the cutoff point between day and night is, but rather, holistically, ben hashmasha is considered to be safek yom, safek layla. We'll see why that indeed is so important on the next daf. And maybe that's why the Rambam writes, bizman hazeh, one cannot go ahead and be mafresh chumash shemayshos. How can you do it? On Yom Tov Rishon, this is Yom Tov Daraisa. And that's the Mishnah daf Lamed Vav. On Yom Tov Sheni, what do you mean? This is the Yom Tov Rabbanan, the Mishnah daf Lamed Vav. You cannot do so. The same thing is true when it comes to Erev Tavshilin, the Sugyan daf Yod Zayin. When it comes to a Nolda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, when you juxtapose one day against the next, in such a case, that's Dino Kesafek. And that's why the Rambam writes, even Bezman Azeh, Nolda Bezeh, is Muteres Bezeh, even though you cannot be Masne, you cannot be Mafrish. This Svara, not like the Rambam, but the Svara of the Rambam, this could be relevant regarding another issue. Let's assume not like the Rambam. The Rambam writes, you cannot go ahead and be Masne. And in Erev Tavshilin Bezman Hazeh, we don't accept Bezman Hazeh, the suggestion of the Sugya and Daf Yod Zayin, because after all, Minhag HaLaseichem Bi'adeinu, we don't accept the Rambam. We all like Rover Shon, like the Ravid. Indeed, you can be Masne. You can be Masne. Tavkub Chavzayin. But now let me ask you the following issue. When indeed you set up such an Erev Tavshilin, Ayyaday Tanai, do you recite a bracha? Do you recite a bracha? Mufurish, Tosus, Amin Aferetz, Davav, Meralev, Derasla, Maniach, Einam Bavarich. Einam Bavarich. Mishnah Berurah writes, that's the Psak Halacha. Tavkub Chavzayin, Sivkatan, Ayin Dalet, Einam Bavarich. That's what Rabbi Kivega writes. Einam Bavarich. If you look already in the Tshuvas of the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Shmuel Gaon, Einam Bavarich, Einam Bavarich. But not everyone. Not everyone agrees. Not everyone agrees. The Hagos Rif writes, you make a bracha. You make a bracha. And this is what you find in Magen Avraham, the Siman of Erev Tavshilin, and Sivkatan Chafei. So fascinating, Machlokas, when you go ahead and you set up the Erev Tavshilin Al Tanai, do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? But what's the Muskel Rishon? Like, what's the starting point? The starting point. I guess maybe I would say the starting point is it's a Safek. If then, and if not, then not. No? If today is Yom Tov, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. So therefore, how in the world can you make a bracha? A Safek is the Kula. The difficulty is as follows. Well, what did we just do? No? Rosh Hashanah, first day of Sukkot, last day of Sukkot. Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday. And there is a Sveika Dioma. And if today, Thursday, is Yom Tov, you don't need an Erev Tavshilin. But we made an Erev Tavshilin, or coverage, and we made a bracha on Erev Tavshilin. We made a bracha on Erev Tavshilin. So, I understand, maybe one thing, why make a bracha? It's a suffix, but if the bottom line is we make a bracha on Erev Yom Tov, why would you not make a bracha when you lay the Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov Rishon? But what difference does it make? Why we make a bracha? Why make a bracha is like Shabbos Chokin. No? The Gemara raises the issue. Why do you make a bracha in general on Yom Tov Sheni? If there really is a Safek, why not assume that Safek is really considered to be Lahakel? You know what the Gemara says? That Osi Lezuzulevi. You know what? Imagine you're going to experience a Yom Tov and not make brachos. And not make brachos. You're going to sit there at the Seder, and I'm going to tell you, you know what? Kiddush. No Kiddush. No? Bar Per Gafen? Okay. Make a Bar Per Gafen and drink the one. Okay, fine. You know? You keep on going. Now, the second coast. No, don't make another burger on the second coast. You made one on the first. The only reason you make a separate is because, separate mitzvah, bracha. Don't make a separate bracha. Now, matzah, no bracha on matzah. Mara, no bracha on mara. No bracha v'sher galal. Don't make any brachas. Now, all of a sudden I see you're not eating a large kazayis. Now, I turn to you. Why aren't you eating a large kazayis? I didn't even make a bracha on this matzah. No, I'm not even making a bracha. Like, why should I? You know what's going to start to happen when you start without a bracha? You know what? People are not going to take that practice as seriously. Where do you see that svara that maybe then you should recite a bracha? That's mafurish in Gemara. Shabbos Chavurah. The Chazal were kovei a bracha in Yom Tov Sheni, because otherwise people indeed are going to be mezalza. There's a stunning tshuva Moshe has in the very beginning of Chiluk Aleph of Aruch Chaim. Rav Moshe writes that the Jews in Luban had to go to work so early. The only time they could put on tefillin was before the zman of hanachas tefillin. That was the only time. Imagine, you know, you're living in a time where you're waking from early until late. There was no time that they could put on tefillin other than before the zman of hanachas tefillin. You know what? We assume midaraisa laila is zman tefillin. Laila is zman tefillin. The Rambam writes, no, we don't pass them like the Rambam. Laila is zman tefillin. We don't put tefillin on because shem yishun b'hen. You know, you put tefillin on at night, you may all of a sudden fall asleep. But look, you're starting your day. Your motion encouraged them. Put on the tefillin even before the zman of hanachas tefillin. A mitzvah daraisa. You know what? Ramosha, I would have said, don't make a bracha. But I'm going to tell all the Jews who are being incredibly moser nefesh, no? Waking up in the freezing cold in the middle of the night to put on tefillin, don't make a bracha. You know what's going to happen? They're not going to put on the tefillin. They're not going to put it. They're going to see it as though it's like a zeichel adaber. And therefore, Moshe Paskin, for the monam, make a bracha. Because otherwise, I'm afraid you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa of tefillin. It was a pretty stunning maskana. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once said that, you know what, the Gemara says on Shemini Atzeres, don't make a bracha in Yeshiva Sukkah. And look what happened. I don't even sit in Sukkah Shemini Atzeres. Well, once you're not making a bracha, and all of a sudden, you know, that's probably not why they don't sit in Sukkah, but, you know, once you don't make a bracha on something, you know, theoretically, a person misses a day of Sviyas Omer. No, did it ever happen? No, you miss a day. Once you miss your day, you're not reciting a bracha, you know what? You're not as careful very often with the coming days, once you're not making a bracha. Anyway, even though, you know, we're not making a bracha as a chumrah to be chayish with the shita halachas gadolos. The source of all of this is like Shabbos Chav Gimel, where the Gemara says, you know, Chazal were very meticulous to make a bracha in Yom Tov Sheni. Okay, so if the same thing is true when it comes to Erev Tov Shilin, an unusual case that even though there's an element of safek, if Thursday is Yom Tov, tomorrow is not. So nonetheless, I make a bracha on my Erev Tov Shilin. But why in the world should it make a difference as to whether I'm laying the Erev Tov Shilin Erev Yom Tov, or whether it's on Yom Tov Rishon? Maybe the answer is exactly this. Svara Rav Chaim. The Rambam would not agree to this, because the Rambam writes, wait a second, is man hazeh, don't even make the masna. But in principle, when you were masna, was there a difference between? Maybe one could argue, yeah, enough inami. Because whenever you force a clash, you have to confront the safek. I didn't lay an Erev Tov Shilin on Wednesday. I'm doing so on Thursday. What right do you have to do so on Thursday? You know, you have to start giving a shiur. If today is Yom Tov, tomorrow's Chol. Tomorrow's Yom Tov, today's Chol. You have to force a clash between today. You can't lay an Erev Tov Shilin on Yom Tov. No. You have to, I mean, Sveika D'Yoma. Suffix. No? Oh, so if the allowance to lay the Erev Tov Shilin is all based on the reality of the suffix, you're forcing the clash. Then you know kasafek, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Mashein kain, if you're going ahead and creating the Erev Tov Shilin on Erev Yantiv, as one should do so. So in such a case, there we assume, despite Yom Tov Sheni, we go ahead and we make a bracha. So maybe that would explain, mamish halacha l'maisa, why we distinguish right between an Erev Tov Shilin, Erev Yantiv, as opposed to and Yom Tov Rishon itself. And the last point was a point regarding Safek Muchan. We discussed this at the beginning of the year, we're going to discuss this again today, no? And that is the Sukkah Daf Chav Dalet, that if you have a case of Safek Muchan, that is Asa. And our Gemara is going to bother, why is that true? Right? We have 4 days. Why exactly the Beitzer Shnoi is forbidden? But clearly, not all deraisa, at least two of them is clearly only a gzeirah drabanan. So why is it that a suffik indeed should be osir? Okay. What happens if it's more than that? What happens if it's a sveik? All right, we'll have to discuss. Gimel mebeis. What's the halacha of a sveik and a davar sheish lamatirin? Okay, tosus. No, dermasla v'acheros. Okay. So the Mechaber writes the following. Look, you have a suffik mulchan. What's the story? It's forbidden. No, sugyan achotavit. Maybe there's an achil and tiltal rabshi, but asim. Good. Okay, fine. Ooh, the Mechaber writes the following. But what about when it comes to yantushin? Yantushin is a suffik. And suffik mulchan obviously is a suffik. So it's a suffik whether this is asim or not. And then there is a suffik regarding yantushin. So therefore, Safik Muchan, the Yantav Sheni, should be Mutter because it's a Sveik Sveika. And maybe a Sveik Sveika is Mutter even when it comes to Beit Shinoda. A Dabar Shish Matirin. Or, Chavdalit, you don't even know if the animal was Muktzah or not. Maybe the animal was caught already from before Yantav. No? So you have a Safik Muktzah coupled with the second Safik, a Sveik Sveika. The Mechaber writes that should be Mutter. Wow! So Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Niralit, the Shatzion, Sivkat Nechab, writes, you know what? The Gedolei Acharonim were all against the Psak of Mechaber. And, the Shatzion lists, no, the Marshal, the Shema Sadesh, the Magen Avram, the Taz, the Chayim Mashmin Agra. No, everybody's against this. Why? What's wrong with this? What's wrong with arguing if you have a Safek Isser and a Sveik Diyama? So therefore that's called Yisveik Sveika. So Shabur writes, I'll tell you what's wrong with that. No, Bismanazeh Bikin Bikibud Yarcha. Maybe there was a suffix. There's a suffix Bismanazeh. We know that this is Yantif Petaras Vadai. So therefore, you can't treat Yantif Sheni as a suffix. Bismanazeh, you have to treat it as Ivadai. So you read that, like, what do you mean? That's the Rambam Shita, no? That's exactly the Rambam. That Bismanazeh, everything is different. You can't be masne because it's a vadai. But guess what? We don't assume that way. We assume, tafkuf chavzayin, that if you didn't layer Erev Tavshan Wednesday, do it on Thursday. You'll tell me, you're only doing it on Thursday because of suffix. We don't have a suffix. You know what the answer is? They're right, but no. Minagab asechem yadechem. We're only doing it to preserve what they did so that they operated with the suffix, so even though we know we're going to perpetuate that practice. So guess what? We don't pass like the Rambam. That Bizman is everything's a vada. If we don't pass like the Rambam, so how is it the Marshal, the Shema Sadesh, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Gaon, writes that, no, Bizman is treated as a vada. We don't treat it as a vada. We treat it as a suffix. So you know what the answer has to be? Now, even without the Rambam, sometimes we treat it as vada, sometimes we treat it as suffix. Even mamish lahacha. So what's the difference between a safek muchan yantu sheni as opposed to being masna and beirak tavshilim? Oh, so you know what I'm going to tell you? I'll tell you the following. No, the bezeh muteres osur bezeh is the most extreme case of a clash. No? Of a clash. No, the bezeh muteres bezeh. No, bezeh u bezeh. Day one juxtaposed against day two. That's the most extreme case of a clash. Okay, good. What's the other extreme? Where you view something in absolute isolation, where there's no clash whatsoever. You know what the answer to that is? Tatsarizayin. No? Safek muchan. No? You have a safek muchan in Yantav Sheni. No? Someone knocks on the door at Yantav Sheni and says, you know what? That I'm not sure if this was prepared, mi bod yom, or whether it's not. I'm not sure whether this was caught, whether this was laid, mi bod yom, or not. That has nothing at all to do with yesterday. No? Nothing at all to do with yesterday's status as Yantav is not Yantav. No? That is pure isolation. No? What is the status of a Safek Muchan today? You know what the answer is? In pure isolation, of course this is a Vada. And that's why you can't say Safek Muchan Yantav Sheni is a Sveik Sveika. What's the Machlokas Rishonim? I would say the middle tier. What's the middle tier? Being masna and erev tashim. That's the middle tier. No? No, the bezev muteres bezev forces the collision. No? In a case of a suffering muchan, there's no collision whatsoever. That's pure isolation. No, the bezev muteres is pure combination. The hybrid is, what about a case of masna? You know what I'm going to say? If today, and I'll do the same thing tomorrow. No. I'll be mafresh today, mafresh tomorrow. That the Rambam writes you cannot do. And that we assume, no. That we view as a combination, shaloka dasa Rambam. We view the masna and the hafrasha in combination to argue that it's still the suffix. But I would agree with the Rambam's position. But if you have a case where it is pure isolation, yeah, that, enochinami, is betoras vane, nefros, sopik muchan, is asa, right? And yantav sheni against machaber. Wow. Okay. So that was the last point of the shi. Okay. Now the Gemara, the Braisa, and the Gimla Beis says incredible kiddush. Now we'll have to see what exactly is the kavaras of Braisa. You have a Beit Zeshnol Leviyam. Good? Guess what? It's Asura. Okay, I know. Right? That I know. Why? We already had four reasons. But I know that's true. A Beit Zeshnol does us. I understand. Sveika Asura. Wow. Even if it's a Safek, I walk into the coop and the egg is there. I don't know when this egg was laid. Maybe it was laid on Yantif, it's a Beit Zeshnol. Maybe it was laid Erev Yantif, it's not another Beit Zeshnol Leviyam. Sveika. Sveikasu. Oh, that we already discussed. Why is that so obvious? And here the Gemara says the following. Gemara sets up the kasha unusual. If you hold like Rabba, Hachana da Rabba, there you're dealing with the Din Daraisa. And that's good, because Sveika Daraisa is the Chumrah. But if you're dealing with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, you're dealing with Peir Sanoshrin, Mashkin Shizavu, this is a Safek Rabbanan. And why in the world do we say Sveikasu? One would argue, Safek, Drabanan, Lakula. That's how the Gemara sets up the Kasha. According to Rabba, I understand, that clearly is a Din Daraisa. Machlokas Rashi and Tosus, as we saw, what is the Din Daraisa? They're clearly Din Daraisa. According to Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, clearly only a Din Drabanan. We were bothered? No, the Gemara left out a Shita, no? The Gemara left out Rav Nachman, no? The beginning of the Gemara, Beis Amar Aleph, no? That a Beit Zeshon is Asur because of Muktzah, Nola. The Gemara left out Rav Nachman. Why did it leave out Rav Nachman? Maybe one could argue, because the Gemara already pointed out the difficulty of Rav Nachman's Shita, no? If a Beit Zeshon is Asur because of Muktzah, so what do you mean? The Mishnah should say, he, Ubeitzatza Asura. No? It's not only an issue of the Beitza. It's an issue of Tarnagolas as well. Oh, so the Gemara says Kashi. Oh, so very simply. So we already dealt with Rav Nachman's Shita. Rav Nachman's Shita does not fit into the Mishnah. So now we just have to address the other three. Ooh, we'll take a look at Tosas Shishanim. Here, a stunning Kiddush. No, Tosas Shishanim. No, the Gemara just said the Bishnah according to Rava because Moksa's Daraisa. And the same thing is true for Rav Nachman, Daraisa. Ke'en Daraisa. No? Wow. That's the Tosas Shishanim. Rav Nachman lo parich, because you know what? Because Muktzah is Ke'en Daraisa. You can't say the Gzera Peres Anoshim or the Gzera Mashkin Shizavu is Ke'en Daraisa. But you know what? If you have the Din Daraisa V'Hachanat Rabba, and guess what? This already is Ke'en Daraisa. Apostle. Hichinu Asesha Yaviyu. You'll tell me, no, that's not referring to Muktzah. But you know what I'll tell you? As an Asmach, that is referring to Muktzah. That's not just simply a gzera drabanan. This already is an asmachta. No? And therefore, even if you don't go as far as Rashi Shita, that achilas muktzah is a din daraisa, but achilas muktzah is an asmachta. So that's the Tosfos Shishanim writes. So that's a basis to say that sveik is asura. Wow. Okay, so this we're going to have to get to. But if you hold like Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman, Gzeros, why is it Sveika Asur? Okay. Then the Raisa continues. Yis Arva Be'elav, Kulin Asuros. Wow. And if this, now, is thrown into a heap of, it's still Asur. What is this? Nis Arva. If this, all of a sudden now is Bitaruvos. What is this? You know, there are two possibilities, no? Line 1 or line 2? Line 1 and line 2? Line 1 is the base of Shinola. Line 2 sake of. Line 3, nis'ar. Is nis'ar going back on line 1 or on 2? Going back on line 1 means simply you have a beitza shenoda shenis'ar. Okay, okay. You know what the other possibility is? Incredible, no? A sveika shenis'ar. Beitza shenoda zasura. A sveika zasura. And a sveika shenis'ar zasura. Ooh, and immediately what I would say, why isn't that a sveika? No? I don't even know what the identity of the zeg is. And I don't even know where this egg is. No? Nisarva. So that would be the greatest chiddush to assume that even if there are multiple sveikas, I don't even know if the egg in question is forbidden. And I don't even know if the egg that I'm accessing is the egg in question. But still I'm going to say, ooh, that's the most chamor shita, no? To assume nisarva is referring to sveika. Sveika. That we'll have to see. Tosus, the Rashba. So how to understand this braisa? Not so clear. So let's just start at the beginning. Sveika asura. Sveika asura. Why sveika asura? Okay. Safek daraisa, rabba. Good. Maybe Rav Nachman, kein daraisa. Good. But what about according to Rav Yitzchak, according to Rav Nachman? Ooh, the Gemara says a stunning chiddush. This is not typical. Muktza is a davar sheish lamatir. Muktza is a davar sheish lamatir. And if muktz indeed is a case of darash eish lamatirin, I understand all this. I understand poshup shat, I understand two significant dinim. I understand why sveika asura, and I understand why in nis'arva kulan asuras. No? It's a darash eish lamatirin, and as a result of a darash eish lamatirin, so therefore, both indeed are true. Well, okay, so we're going to have to see, is that so obvious? That if something indeed is a davar sheish lamatirin, it resolves the suffix issue, and it resolves the bittul issue. Are those identical? Are those identical? Why is it that sveika asura, and why is it that amone, I prevent bittul? You know what the answer is? Davar sheish lamatirin. Davar sheish lamatirin. Why is a davar sheish lamatirin any different? And what exactly is its source? Oh. So Rashi, Raish just a compelling a sorab shuta, no? That this is a dindrabana. Why? Because look, you know, ad shetochlenu b'yisr tochlenu b'heter. Right? One word, patience. Just be patient. Today you're faced with a conflict, a dilemma, a struggle, a suffering. You know what? Come tomorrow, everything is going to be resolved. Everything is going to be resolved. Why go ahead and rely on any kula today when the whole issue will be resolved tomorrow? Let's assume it is muktza. But you know what? Come tomorrow, this is muktza's paka. So therefore, why go ahead and invoke klalei hora when it comes to a safek muktza when the whole issue is going to resolve itself? Ad shetochlenu b'isur tochlenu b'et. So that's Rashi's story. You know what I will tell you? According to Rashi, so you understand very well why Davar Sheish Lamatirin is relevant for both issues, no? The Safek issue and the Bittul issue, no? Because this Svara of why rely on a Kula today when tomorrow everything is going to be resolved is true whether it's a Safek or it's true regardless of Tarovos, no? A Safek is, I don't know if this is a Beitza Shenoda, you know what? Tomorrow, problem free. I don't know whether this is the egg in question. Tomorrow, problem free. It's going to resolve itself. So just be patient. That is Rashi's Svara of Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Clear, if that's the Svara, why rely on this, do that? That's a Din D'Rabbana. Clear according to Rashi. A Din D'Rabbana. And it's a Din D'Rabbana that's relevant in two worlds. It's relevant in the world of Safek and it's relevant in the world of Bittul. Good? Very, very good. Very, very good. Is there any clear Gemara that says that Davar Sheish Lamatirin is only an Isser Darabanan? Is only an Isser Darabanan? So you know what the answer is? Poshup Shat, yes. Poshup Shat, yes. That is a little bit complicated. That's why I wanted you to see the Sugyan. But Metzian, Daphne, Basin, Gimel, Medalit. Black and white, the Gemara seems to say explicitly, the Davar Sheish Lamatirin is not subject to Bittul, that's only Dinrabanan. Midrash, of course, is Bittul. Midrabanan. Acha Tachlan of Iser. Tachlan of Eter. There the Gemara is talking about the following piece. You have a very, very small amount of Maiser Shem. A very small amount of Maiser Shem. Small meaning that it's Pachos Mishavavut. It's Pachos Mishavavut. Okay. Pachos Mishavavut. Okay. Let's assume, for example, all of a sudden that small amount of Maiser Shem gets intermingled with something else. With something else. So you have a pachos mishava pruta of Maiser Sheni bitarubas. Bitarubas. Okay. The Gemara calls the sheet of Chizkiya. Chizkiya that maintains that, you know what, you can be podeh, even Maiser Sheni, that is pachos mishava pruta. You can be podeh, Maiser Sheni, which is pachos mishava pruta. So now you have a little bit of Maiser Sheni, and it is bitarubas. But I can be poed to the Maaser Sheni, and this certainty will fall off. Fall off. So the Gemara says the following. The fact that this is a Teruvus of Iser is a Darvish Shematirin, according to Chizkiya. Because you can just simply resolve the Iser. Resolve it, Al Yedei Pidyon. You can resolve it, Al Yedei Pidyon. If you can resolve it, Al Yedei Pidyon, guess what? That small amount of Maaser Sheni should not be bata. Because it's a davar sheish lo matirin al yidei pinyon. It's a davar sheish lo matirin al yidei pinyon. So therefore, that's what you should do. You should be bodeh. And don't rely on bittul. Because a davar sheish lo matirin is not bata. Beitzad afkelo. Mufurish in Gemara, that's only a dinra. That's only a dinra. So Rashi writes black and white, no? But metzid afnun gimel, because Davar Sheish Matirin is only a Din Rabbanan. Oh, like the Rashi Beis Rav Gimel. Davar Sheish Matirin is only a Din Rabbanan. Midaraisa, the whole thing is Bata. So any need to go ahead and do anything more, it is only Drabanan. It's only Drabanan. Because Midaraisa, a small amount of Maaser Sheni is Bata the Taruvos. And you'll tell me it's a Davar Sheish Matirin of Chizkiya to be Poda? You know what the answer is? No, 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 no. Not true. Not true. Well. Okay? So the way Rashi reads the Gemara, it's a Gemara Mufureshes. No? Oh, Rashi the Shita say. It's a Gemara Mufureshes. But Metzidaf Nun Gimel. The Davar Sheish Matirin is only a Din Rabbanan. What's the nature of Din Rabbanan? Okay, that fits in very, very well. Very, very well. Okay. Okay. Is there another way of understanding that Gemara? About Metzian Daf and Beis Midrash? Absolutely yes. Oh, that's the sheet of the Ravid and the sheet of the Tosos Arash in that Gemara. You know what their sheet is as follows? No, no, no. You're dealing with such a tiny amount of Maaser Sheni, which is Ein Bo Shava Pruta, which is Ein Bo Shava Pruta. You know what? That does not require pidyon daris. That is mutter ba'achila. Even chutz the Yerushalayim, chutz the chum. That's what the Gemara means. Wow. That's what the Gemara means, only a din d'rabbanan. Not that davar sheish matirin is only a din d'rabbanan. The whole problem is only a din d'rabbanan. Because if something is pachos mishava pruta, there's no din pidyon min hatorah. Okay? If that's what the Gemara means, so you lose your raya from Gemara's. The davar sheish matirin is a din rabana. Poshub shan the Gemara. It's mefurish. Rashi the Shita say. But if you look in the raya, you'll kantosa sarash. Not true, not true. The Gemara's not discussing the davar sheish matirin is darayas adrabana. The Gemara is discussing whether pidyon apachos mishava pruta is the raisa drabanan. Okay, wow. So the Gemara is mafurish. This is drabanan. What's this? What's this? Pidyon apachos mishava pruta? Or is this the bittul regarding davar sheish matirin? That's pretty heavy, no? That's important. Because, for example, I wonder if you see that Keser Mishnah, Mechos Me'ila, Perek Zayin Alach Vav, For the Kesem Mishnah indicates that Davar Sheish Matir is a Din Darais. Midarais is not subject to it. This isn't just a Chumr Drabbanan. There's no Bittul Midarais in Davar Sheish Matir. He'll tell me it's against the Gemara. Yeah, it's against how Rashi reads the Gemara, how Rov Roshon reads the Gemara, but not against the Bir of the Raif and the Bir of the Tosos of Rashi. That's very important. If indeed Davar Sheish Matir is a Din Daraisa, where in the world did that come from? No? You know, just because you're going to say it's not Muchach, that it's a Din Darabanan, but you know, Din Daraisa has to have a Makar. No? Like, is there any source for a Davar Sheish Matir? So I guess there must be another way of understanding Davar Sheish Matir, other than, why do this, just do that? No? Because why do this, just do that means, you know what, that, you're right, Mikra Hadin, you're okay, but, you know, just try to resolve the suffix. Just wait, just be patient, just be patient. Ooh. So this is an incredible biur of the Ran in Adarim and Daf Lundays. The Ran is a very, very long Ran, right? But what the Ran writes is an incredible, incredible Kiddush, incredible Kiddush. You know what? The Ran writes the following. When you analyze the concept of bittul, you know what that means? When you have two oppositional forces that cannot coexist, now, something has to give, no? They can't coexist. They can't coexist. So therefore, something has to override. Something has to take preference over. So you have two forces that cannot coexist. So guess what? You know what? A takes preference over B. That's the concept of bittul. That's the concept of bittul. You have min A and you have min B. You know what? And they're slugging it out. No, there's going to be a winner. No? Okay. What happens if you have two forces that are not at all oppositional? They're the best of friends. No? They're the best of friends. What bittul? Who bittul? What do you mean that one knocks out the other? Why are we knocking each other out? No, why are you knocking each other out? Why are you calling them garbage? I'm like, why are you, why is there a man-made something? A man-made conflict. Okay, like, so, if you don't have oppositional forces, the pretty yeshiva shishiva, no? why is there a bit of... Yeah, Rosavetchik used that just an example. You know, two dayan say chayev, one dayan says potter. Guess what? You know, those say chayev, they override. Two say chayev, one says in yodayan. You know what the Ram writes? Yosifu hadayanim. No? Yosifu hadayanim. What do you mean yosifu? Who cares what this dayan says? No? If he says chayev, he's chayev. If he says potter, he's still chayev because he was outvoted. No? You know, the answer is you can't have bitl b'dayanim unless you have, like, oppositional forces. Like, I prove you wrong. No? I prove you wrong. The Rambam writes, the Dayan says, any Yodea, Yosifu HaDayanim. Maybe you say, you see what I meant to mean? Just get out of here, get lost. No, the Rambam says, add two, V'nimsa Chamisha Nelson Nelson. Now you have 3 + 2, 5. It's not that the Dayan says, any Yodea is disqualified. It's just that you can't give up sack if a Dayan is saying, I don't know. So let's get a couple more people here to convince this Dayan and what the Shur Sadin is. In other words, you can have bittu when you have oppositional forces. So the Ram writes the following Chiddush. That's why everyone agrees. This is not a machlokes. Everyone agrees. Wow. Min v'sheino mina was batel. And everyone agrees min v'mina was not batel. Whoa. Those are like bold words, no? In order to have bittul, you have to have oppositional forces. A versus B. Min b'mina. Min b'mina. Why should there be bittul? A and B complement each other. It's mamish min b'mino. So everybody agrees that min v'sheino mino, oh, that's the parsha bittul. Min b'mino, there's no bittul when it comes to min b'mino. They're complementary, they're supplementary. Tamim, and therefore, why in the world should there be bittul? Why should that be? But the Ran writes, you know what? That's the furthest from the truth. Because there is a sheet of the Rabbi Yehuda who maintains min b'mino eino batel, but the Chachamim say you're dead wrong. There's bitta when it comes to min b'mino. There's bitta when it comes to min b'mino. So the Rambam writes, how can I give you this whole philosophy that, you know, there's never any dipta when it comes to min b'mino, because they're not oppositional forces. They're complementary. They're supplementary forces. Ba'zev, elinat al-zev. Shnei ha-mashlim zezev. That's absolutely not true. Maybe that's the sword of Rabbi Yehuda. That min b'mino is not bato. Lacham disagrees and says that's not true. So you know what the Rambam writes? Wow, no. That's not what the Chachamim say. What's the case of min b'mino? Let's assume, for example, I have a taruvos. Let's say of different chatichos of basa. You know what? Different chatichos of basa. You know what? One is besar shkuta. The others are besar nevela. The many are besar shkuta. The miut is besar nevela. You know what? Wow. What's that called? Is that called min b'mino? Or is that called min b'shenamino? See what I would tell you? That depends on the hour of the day. No? Morning or afternoon? No? You ask your science teacher. No? Is this min b'mino or shenamino? He'll analyze it in every which scientific way. You know what? He's going to tell you, they're identical. Min b'mino. Min b'mino. No? You ask your Rebbe, min b'mino? Min b'mino? Min b'mino? There's no greater min b'shenamino than Machalos Osiris and Machalos Amotaros. This is Mutter, this is us. That's called Min B'mino. Min B'mino. What you think, what's the real world, you know? What is reality, no? You know, the answer is the halachic world, no? The halachic world. I'm Min B'shein Amino. You want to determine whether something is Min B'mino based on its physical composition? Whether chemically you can discern whether there was a Shechita or not? A Shechita or not? If one is Mutter and one is us, there's no greater min v'shein amino. That, the Rambam writes, is the shita of the Chachamim. It's not that there's bitta when it comes to min b'mino. It's, you're mislabeling that. Two types that their physical composition is identical, but one is mutter and one is aser, that's the greatest clash. Those are the greatest oppositional forces. The halachic world of heter and iser, as opposed to the physical, chemical reality of whether you can discern piece A from piece B. Wow, that's pretty heavy. What's the Rashi used to call this? The Telzeron. No, because the Lundus and Telz was to view something based on its seas, to view something alpidin. It's the Telzeron. The Telzeron. The Dharma Daf and Daf Nun Beis. Wow. That's pretty fascinating. No? So that's what the Rambam writes. When the Chachamim say, I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. I agree with you, we're best friends. Now that min b'shenamino is not batel. But I disagree with your classification. Heter in iser is absolute min b'shenamino. Wow. So now the Rambam writes his punchline. What do I gain by this? It's not that min b'mino is batel. It's that this is min b'shenamino. Oh, l'med rama morim. When can you argue that the halachic status is so potent that it changed its composition and we view it as though it's min v'shein omino? You know what the answer is? If you're dealing with an iser olam, you're dealing with a permanent iser, shchuta nevela. Let's say you're dealing with an iser which is here today and gone tomorrow. Muktza. You know what? It's aser for the next hour. You know? Just be patient. An hour from now, Shabbos is over, Yom Tov is over, and iser disappears. Can the temporal iser, an hour, no? Label the chetzes min b'shein amino. That's the chiddush that the Rambam writes. So therefore, the Rambam writes, it's pretty powerful, no? That the reason a davar sheish l'matirin is not batel is because it's min b'mino. It's min b'mino. Wow. Right now, there's an impediment. If this impediment is going to disappear tomorrow, that is insufficiently potent to label the chetz as min b'shein amino. And min b'mino is not bata. That's the Rambam's Darash Sheish L'Matir. What's magnificent about it, we'll see, nafka minas. No? Is that doesn't necessarily mean only as a din d'rabbanan. Atcher tochan abisar tochan abaheter. If it's really true that you're going to label such a temporary iser as min b'mino in a bottle is a din d'araisa. Is it din d'araisa? It's not muchach, but according to the Rambam, the possibility that Darash Sheish L'Matir is a din d'araisa. is a din daraisa. That's what the Kesem Mishnah assumes. The Rosh Yeshiva Tirin, Yana Batal, is a din daraisa. That's pretty heavy, no? And one Lachor would have to go a step further and argue as follows, that you know what, if this really is true, then even though our Gemara has two different applications of Dovar Sheish L'Matirin, one is Safek, and one is Tarubos, Bito, they're really different, no? According to Rashi, they're all the same, no? There are two examples of patience, right? Don't be machrida Safek, and don't rely on Bito. Just, you know what, in a couple of hours, everything's resolved itself. There's no difference between Bittul and Safek, according to the Ram. Is there a difference between Bittul and Safek? You know what the answer is? Absolutely. Because this whole lumdus of the Ram that we're labeled as min v'sheno mino or min b'mino, that's only true in the world of Bittul. In the world of Bittul. Not in the world of Safek. Not in the world of Safek. In the world of Safek, don't rely on the Safek Lukula today. But you know what? Just wait till tomorrow. That's because of min b'mino. Who min b'mino? No? What min b'mino? You have a case of Eishes Shenolda, and I'm not sure whether the Beis Shenolda was born on Yom Tov or Erev Yom Tov. The answer is min b'mino. Who in the world is min b'mino? No? Min b'mino is Alchin Teruvos, no? Poshev Shat, the Ran, as powerful as it is only going to account for one aspect of the Rosh Yeshiva Tirin. The Bittul dimension, but not the dimension of Safek. That's pretty important. Wow. Okay. I wouldn't say this is a primary nafkamina, but you know, we've been discussing the sugya of Safek Mucha, no? Chavdalet. So what did the Gemara suggest that according to Rav, that a Safek Muchan is Mutter L'Kabel, but Aser B'Achila, right? The difference between Achila as opposed to Tolto. Right? Oh, that was the opening Tolto, Beis Amid Aleph. You see, when it comes to Muktza, there could be a difference between Achila and Tolto. And we elaborated a great length, no? Different Haggadahs. Okay. Where do you see that it's true? Oh, Tulsa says, no. Chaf Dalet. A Safek Muchan is Mutter B'Tiltul Aser B'Achila. Why exactly is that true? Because Tiltul, let's say, is a Gzeret Rabbana, who Tulsa Taches. And Achila Rashi Daraisa, Achila Tulsa's Ke'en Daraisa. So I understand very well why indeed that should be true. I'll tell you just the Chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda writes. This is found in several places. The Tzlach writes this, right? M'safim Dates, right? The Nodbida writes this in the Tzlach, based on Chavdalet, and it's found in the Chubas Nodbida, and Evan Ezer in Simon Lamaches. You know what? He writes according to Rashi, maybe very, very simply. Ad Shetachlan of Yisra Tachlan of Ezer. Ad Shetachlan of Ezer. Why are you doing this today? Just wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow. So the Mila writes like a Chiddush. We want to disagree, but a Chiddush. Maybe there's a difference between Achila as opposed to Tiltum. Maybe there's a difference in Achila as opposed to Tiltum. Wow. When it comes to Achila, let me ask you the following. How often are you going to eat this Beis Shenol? No? So let's assume on a good day. Once. You have to eat it now. Can't you wait an hour? Right? Eat it in an hour. No? Have it for Lava Malka. Don't have it for Shalosh Shudas. No? Shalosh Shudas is a Safek Mucha. Lava Malka's heter gone. Okay. What about when it comes to Tolt? None of you writes, Fasein Hagdara, the case of the Gemara, the Kabbalinim. That's something that you're only going to be Metalta once? And you're done? What do you mean? I can be batal till now, and tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. But the usage is a spread. It's not limited to, a one-time use. He writes the following Chiddush. Lagabe achila ad shetochlenu be'isr tochlenu be'heteh. you're only going to use it once. You're only eating it once. So, you know, just wait an hour. But if you're talking about multiple usage, what the fact that, you know what, there's a Safi Bukhan, and the guy wants to give it to me now. You know? The guy wants to give it to me now. So, no. You know, you'll take it from him tomorrow. Well, what? How do you know? And take it from him now, and you can use it tomorrow as well. So that's the Chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda writes. I have to think about it, but take a look. Those three places. Rabbi Yehuda writes that Lagabe Achila, we treat as the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. Lagabe Tilt, we treat as the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. And therefore, when it comes to a case of a Safek, we'll turn the Kabel. Wow. We'll turn the Kabel, but you know what? Aser Bachila. Aser Bachila. So take it from the guy. Take it from the guy. I understand. Take it from the guy. But don't eat it yet. Just be patient and indeed wait. And he writes, all this won't be true according to Rashi. Because Rashi's svar is just simply, you know, the patience issue. The patience issue. I'll tell you a certain irony. You know, let's say Argamar. No. You have a Beitza Shinolda Shemis Arba, no? Arbraisa. A Beitza Shinolda Shemis Arba. Good? So what does the Braisa say? No good. Wait, the Rosh Hashanah Matir. The Rosh Hashanah Matir. You know what? Let me make it worse. Let me make it worse. This hen that laid the egg. I don't know when this hen laid the egg. But I'm eyeballing this hen. You know what? I'm looking at that. This hen is like staring at me in a funny way. You know what? This hen really does not look very good, you know? This hen is a trefa. This hen is a trefa. You know, a base as trefa is forbidden. A base as trefa is forbidden. Mm-hmm. Okay. So imagine that case, no? A base as trefa shanol de shenizarva. No? This poor hen lays an egg. And all of a sudden, that egg became mixed in the... So, what would you say exactly? So, you know what the Prima Gadim writes? This is in the Shara Teruvos, in Perek Beis, the Ramas V'yesh L'matir. I put the Marmakos, no? You know what the Prima Gadim writes the following? Whoa. No? He says, you know, according... There are two isurim, two potential isurim regarding this egg, no? One is mukta, one is trefa, no? One is mukta and one is trefa. The trefa, I understand, you know, that's the darshin matir. The mukta, darshin matir, no? What would you say according to Rashi? You know what I would say according to Rashi? Be patient. No? Wait an hour. One isur is going to dissolve itself. The other isur will rely on bittul. You know? You have, this is a real problematic egg. It's not just a beitza, which is muktza, beitza shanolda. It's a beitza trefa shanolda. Worse. You know what the Gemara writes? According to the Ran, worse. Worse is better. Worse is better, no? Worse is gevaldik, no? If this is a beitza trefa, this is a min b'shen amino on its bottom. The only reason it's no bittul is because these two beitzim are so similar. The only thing that separates them apart is a temporary isser. A temporary isser is not potent enough in order to label as min b'shen amino. This is a beitza strefa. So the Prima Gadim writes the following chiddush, that if it's a beitza k'shera shenis arva, I'm going to tell you to wait. If it's a beitza strefa shenis arva, you know I'm going to tell you? Eat it now. Eat it now. Because that's Mimvashay Amino. That's kind of pretty heavy, no? Worse is bad, no? That's the Chiddush that the Prima Gadim writes according to the sheet of the Ram. One is there is not potent enough to be able to label it in that fashion. If you're going to couple with a potent isser, a beitza strefa, so in such a case, guess what? So in such a case, it's Mimvashay Amino, which is batel. If the base is batel, the base is batel. No, it was out every issue in and of itself. perhaps this is relevant for something which is very, very fundamental. What exactly is a Dabar Sheish Lamatim? Or let me ask you the following question. Is a Dabar Sheish Lamatim synonymous with another term, an Isser Lizman? An Isser Lizman. Chametz bePesach is not bad. That's the Gemara. Pesach and Dafan. Chametz bePesach is not bad. Why is that true? Why is that true? Why is it that Chametz on Pesach is not bata? Is that something which is unique to Pesach? Or is that like a much broader halacha? So you know what the Rambam writes? The Rambam is one of the Machalas Asuras. In Perek Tezvav Halachatos. That Chametz bePesach is a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. Chametz bePesach is a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. It's Osir now, but you know what? As soon as Pesach was over, it's going to be Mutter. So the reason there's no Bittul on Chametz bePesach is because it's a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. It's a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. That's what the Rambam writes, right? Tesvav Tes. I'll just supplement it with just a comment to the Rambam. Rambam is found in the Mochamos, in Pesach and Davzayin Rabbeis. Maybe I'll argue, why is that called a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin? On Pesach, Chametz is Aser. And what's the story of Chametz that existed, that was in Rishus on Pesach? That's Mutter? What's that called? Chametz Abba Pesach? Chametz Abba Pesach is also Aser. But that's a Knas Rabbanan. That's a Knas Rabbanan, right? Rav Shimon, Knas Rabbanan. Pesach and Atochens. Rabban writes, that would be very ironic, no? The Knas Rabbanan, terrible, is a Kula. No? If there wouldn't be a Knas Rabbanan, and the Chametz would mutter after Pesach, I would say it's a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin, and it's not batel. Oh, but now the Chametz said you can't use this stuff after Pesach, it means it's a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. And if it's a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin, now it's batel on Pesach. The Ramban writes, that's wrong. A Knas Rabbanan cannot be used l'kula. Now, the Knas Rabbanan, that you cannot use this stuff because you violated Bar Mitzvah. You cannot use this stuff after Pesach. It's going to work to your advantage. If I can't use it after Pesach, it's a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. And a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin, it should be batel. Rambam says, that's not right. Chametz is not batel on Pesach. The Rambam writes, the Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. And even though the Rambam writes, there's a Gzeirah, the Rabbanan, a Knas of Chametz over Pesach, that's not going to convert it, Lekul, into a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin and allow you to eat it a bit, though. That's pretty cool, no? That's what the Ramban writes in Mochamos. So the Ramban writes, so Chametz is not Bato, and Pesach is Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. Is that really the meaning of a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin? You know what I would say? I would say Chametz to Pesach is just an Isser L'Zman. You know what? On Pesach, you can't have Chametz. If Pesach is over, there's no Isser of Chametz. Is that the Dabar Sheish Lamatirin? Matirin? Is there a difference between the two? Is there a difference between the two? I would give you like a simple litmus test. Now, this is the Mordechai in Pesachim, Tavkuf Ayin Gimel. Can the Isser ever resurface? Let's say you have Chadash. You reach the second day of Pesach, it's no longer Chadash. The second day of Pesach is Matir. It's Matir, the Tvulah. It can never become Asir again. This Beis HaShanolda, Motzai Shabbos, Motzai Yontif is Matir. It's never going to become Asir again because of Mokza. Chametz of Pesach. Guess what? I put this in my cabinet. Pesach rolls around next year. It's Asir again, no? I said, no. It was already subject to a Hetter. Subject to a heter, but Motzei Pesach is matir the chametz. So next Pesach you can eat it. That's the info. No, we'll open up a store. All of this chametz was last year's chametz, no? Gevaldik, no? So, Otsoy Pesach was matir, and it's Zerush Yishma matir, no? That's an issue of the Zman. And when the Zman comes again, it's going to be Aser. That's the Mordechai. Zerush Yishma matir means that there's a chalos heter. There's a matir, a chalos heter, chadosh. Or we just discussed pinyon, no? She'ela. There's a matir. The Rambam writes, matir. It's just a matter of an issur. That's a very heavy machlokas. Now, what is the very definition of a davar sheish lamatir? Does that have to be so similar to muktzah that once it is no longer muktzah, it can never again become muktzah? It never can become nolad again? Or do I assume, why in the world is that relevant? I should talk about an issur, talk about an action. Who cares whether it's a matir, a chaloseter, whether it's just an issur lezman? Why should that make a difference? I have to see that this will be very penetrating, just understanding my focus in Rashi. Okay, so I'll finish.